Good morning. This is Brother Wilmer here this morning with the morning devotional. My number here is 484-919-8850. Yes, I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ here as we look into the Word here again this morning to see what the Lord has for us. This morning I would like to go into Revelation 3, there where John was out on the island and I guess I'm thinking right here, but anyway, here is where he was being told by God about the different churches, which we can get some light and understanding from reading here. This is about the seventh church that he was, he wrote some things here, that John wrote some things here, and it says here about the seventh church. Says, "These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of thy mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods, and have nothing, have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." It seems like some pretty hard words here, and I know that more than one meaning can be taken here. However, this morning I would like to try to bring out a point here. It looks like this church, the people of this church, were just sitting there. They were not really hot, nor were they cold, and they really didn't seem to have a need. And there's a counsel here. There's something here that the Lord is saying that he has a recommendation here. He's saying, "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see." He is saying here, he has a recommendation here. He is wanting them to see something. But as our Heavenly Father, he never, he seems to always have a recommendation for us. He always has an answer for us. There's always hope. And here he came with a recommendation, and then he goes on to say, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." And he goes on to say, and here is where he's giving them a clue. Here's where he's telling them what to do, how to buy this gold, and how to be clothed. And he wants them to open up to him. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear the church, what the Spirit says unto the churches. These writings about the seven different churches here give us a clue, or it says here that he has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. In other words, we can learn from reading about these seven churches and what God had to speak about the churches. Now, some people, or many of us, I should say, have looked at these seven churches as churches. But I think for us as individuals, we can also look at it and learn from it as an individual, not necessarily as a church, but as an individual. The recommendation that he had here was, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Our Father wants a relationship with us. He wants us to open up to him. He wants us to open our heart to him. He really, really wants a relationship with us. And as we have a relationship with us, it says here, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." he is saying, I guess in a way, we could come to a place where we kind of just close our door to everything and even to God, because we just want life to go on. And we do not want to be chastened. We don't want to, we don't want these fires or trials in our lives, and we just want to go on in life. However, it says here that, "As many as I love, I will rebuke and chasten." I think it is good to be open to the Lord and to be open to his chastening and his rebukes in our life. Our Father has our best in mind, and he wants us to walk in freedom. He wants us to walk free from some of the bondages that we are in. And in his chastenings and his rebukes in our life help us to overcome these areas of our lives that we're not free. And he does have our best in mind. He does love us, and he wants us to open up to him. And as we open up to him, we get to know him more and more. And that can be very precious, to open up to our Father and just get to know him in a deeper way, in a more real way, and in the meantime, walking out of some of the incorrect thinking and beliefs and bondages that we live in deep within ourselves. He really wants us to be free. Praise the Lord.